Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hi.
Wow.
Everybody a little more rested and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's chill.
Totes.
Like full chill, like you took a chill pill, or just kind of chilling?
No, I'm totally chill.
Yeah.
I'm just half all the time.
Just half chill.
Pins and needles the rest of the time.
Half chill.
No, she's pretty chill. She likes to put on, like, she's so frazzled, but you wouldn't know it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Thank you.
No.
At home, I seem like a disaster.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at kids. And
hey, has it come to one of those situations where your husband, Kyle, has asked you, how come you can be so fun and jolly and having such a good time on the radio, but at home, you act like a wench?
He hasn't said it, but I guarantee you he's thought it. Actually, I'm 90% sure he's thought that. Yeah.
If you can turn it on for them, why can't you turn it on for me?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I get home and I'm like, this place is a mess. What have you done for the past 2 hours?
Cracking the whip.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We have a special, in case you missed it, segment for you. I didn't call the segment this. Riggins calls it this. He entitled the segment, How Jody Ruined Thanksgiving. So, How My Wife Jody Ruined Thanksgiving is today's In Case You Missed It replay, and we'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins has given this segment the title, and I don't know why I went along with it, but, you know, just did. May end up getting someone upset with me. It's called How Jody Ruined Thanksgiving. Today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Some quick little Jody updates here. That's my wife. And she's an eccentric type, you know, just kind of out there, you know, living in a world of her own.
Interesting characterization.
She always says that I'm getting too many rolls for whatever meal it is.
That's too much. It's too many. You're going to be throwing those away. It's too much.
We would have 6 people, and I got several bags of those Mrs. Schubert's rolls or whatever. They're not my favorite, but they're everybody else's favorite. My kids love them, and my kids will eat on them for days.
Mm-hmm.
So I got extra on purpose. Jody goes into the pantry the other day eating leftovers. She goes, well, I'm gonna get one of these rolls. And I told you they were too many. We were going to have too many. I said, you can't be going to get one and say that there are too many of them.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're wanted.
Yeah. You're eating them now at this moment.
Yeah. Good thing we have them.
Exactly. And they're gone now. They were eaten all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Too many for what? I mean, it's like, oh, this.
Yeah.
And then every year she does the sweet potato casserole and the green bean casserole. And every year she puts the green bean casserole in the oven under the broiler just to toast the marshmallows and burns them. Ugh. She wasn't going to do it this year. I'm not doing it this year. She put them in there. And then she said, I mean, I just put them in there. She pulls them out. The marshmallows are burned on the top. So she's got a 550 degree broiler on top of delicate marshmallows. And you can't put them in the oven and then turn around and start talking to people.
It's a quick turnaround.
Can't do it.
I'm going to take a nap while these broil.
Catch on fire.
But the thing that she does now that's so weird to me, she fluffs the pillows on the couch, right? And then when she gets through fluffing the pillows on the couch and they look perfect, she does a complete karate chop on top of them. Boom, yeah. Boom. Poom, poom, and goes down the line, and they all have just look like they've been hitting the in the top of, with an axe. Mm-hmm. Is that normal? Is that what people do?
Yeah, it's the thing. It's the thing.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, she's acting like Hong Kong Fooey in there.
Also, it's good to get our frustration out. But yeah,
a little Jody Judo.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But if that's the style,
it is.
I guess so.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay said something to me the other day that I have not stopped thinking about. She said, I've never had a beer.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
You've had sips of beer?
Sips of beers, sure.
And
I've tried to make it work. It just doesn't hit.
That's so crazy to me. As somebody, she likes to drink.
Yeah.
But just to have never had a beer is wild to me.
I know. I started with the vodka, so I think that's my problem.
I started with the vodka.
Yeah, and not that I have a problem drinking. Yeah. Let's not get that twisted.
Yeah, you can do it all day. You have no problem with it.
Yeah, no problem. Well, that's true. I have a higher tolerance.
Do you?
With liquor, because I never drank beer. Like it was, you know, in college, people would get kegs or whatever. Yeah. I just brought my Tito's wasn't around then, but you know, Smirnoff, if you will.
Yeah.
lowest shelf then, but.
So you would really show up with a handle or a jug. Yeah, I like
people
that.
Would be like, what do you do? I'm like, listen, I just like my mixed cocktails.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I mean, never had a beer.
Yeah. No, I just, the taste is just. Yeah,
doesn't do it for me.
No.
My wife has a friend that doesn't drink beer or wine or cocktails at all. She travels to places instead of bringing a wine or whatnot. She drinks champagne, and it's just champagne. And she's been doing it for years because that's the only thing she likes.
Yeah,
it's not for calories or any of that trendy stuff. She just always has, you know, those little bottles of champagne.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh,
she's always got those with her.
Yikes.
That to me says I have a problem. I don't know why, but I'm just saying, if you start pulling out mini champagne bottles, you're like, whoa, that person's serious about their champagne.
It seems more bougie, you know, but
kind of.
They might not even be expensive, but you just assume, oh, I like champagne. You know?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's wild.
Lindsay's never had a beer. Is there a relatively common thing that you haven't experienced? A lot of people say they've never had fried chicken or any meat on a bone. At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got something crazy.
I think that's worse.
I think it's odd. Yeah, no chicken wings, nothing.
Those are delicious.
Never been to a major league sporting event, a professional sports event. I guess that's probably not that uncommon.
Pretty common.
Never had traffic tickets, never been to a concert, never seen or read anything about Harry Potter, never had
I can see that. Come on, same.
Never been to a bar or a club is another popular answer.
That's so sad.
I know. Are we out of the age where it's cool to go out the night before Thanksgiving to the hometown bar?
I'm past that.
My brothers had that argument. Like, should we go out? And they're like, we're in our 30s and 40s. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
My kid said after college, if you're out of college, then you shouldn't do it.
I think that might be the cutoff is like 22, 21. Mm-hmm. That's great. Though.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. One of my favorite things to do is, to comedically pretend to be a snob. All right, snob humor is one of my favorite types of humor. Characters like Frasier and Niles from the show Frasier. I love that type of comedy. And so then I will do that from time to time. And for me, it's twofold. It can be funny if people do get it and they know that I'm being sarcastic and all. And it's funny to the people, for me, if people don't get it and they get mad about it and hate on me for it because they think that I'm really being, you know, that pretentious and all as I pretend to be. However, I'm being serious, no sarcasm, as I'm calling out snobs right now. The white lights only snobs around Christmas are out of control. If you are such a snob about only having white lights and then you criticize everybody else who has colored lights on their tree, then you are making the baby Jesus cry.
I can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting ugly.
So this is a woman commenting about that on the social medias.
I don't get mad at you when you call my Christmas tree tacky. You don't get mad at me when I tell you your monochrome tree looks like it belongs in the lobby of a car dealership, deal?
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. Nice.
Bloop. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah. So saying that colored lights on a Christmas tree look tacky is no good.
A lot of people saying that. Mm. Tacky Christmas tree. Oh, your tacky Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Tacky.
The kids love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, calling somebody else's Christmas tree tacky to begin with, unless it's got, you know, vulgarity, mm-hmm. you know, within the ornaments.
Yeah,
and if it's just decorated the way they want to decorate it,
yeah.
then it's not tacky.
Yeah.
Who cares?
They don't seem to understand that tacky is like a word meant to demean it. You know, they're like, well, I just called it tacky. I didn't say it was ugly. It's like, what do you think tacky means? It means it's not good.
Right. Same thing.
Although I kind of agree. I like a white light on a Christmas tree.
I mean,
it's my thing. But
I personally like them, but I'm not going to attack you for colors.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think white lights have been the thing for so long that I'm bored with them.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You like
them? And you go to these big Christmas light displays when they light up the towns, it's not all just white lights. They have colored lights. Mm. Some of the big, those Christmas light fight things that they have on that ABC show. They're not always white, just white lights. They have colored lights in there.
Mm-hmm.
What does Jody like?
White.
I figured.
Mm. More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
I have a beef with something. Well, actually, I guess it would be a beef with people who do this something. I think it's gone on long enough. It was funny in the beginning. Now it's not. It's not funny anymore. We'll have a grouchy old man rant coming up in a few minutes. Yay.
Jameis Winston is the top trending topic. He's a quarterback in the NFL. He's currently a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He had an amazing game last night. I think he threw 7 touchdown passes. Problem was, 3 of them were to the opposite team.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had a record-breaking, you know, yardage passing and did a great job. And then just 2 pick sixes that lost the game for him.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had a productive game, I guess, in some ways. He did a lot. Just some of it was not the best. But people seem to really love him now. He's like,
yeah.
Did everybody loves him.
What he said at the press conference? He said, I'm just praying now that the Lord can deliver me from these pick sixes all the time.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him. He seems to be really enjoying himself out there. It's fun to see. Britney Spears is trending this morning. She is in Mexico celebrating her 43rd birthday. If you saw any of her Instagram reels or posts, it's weird.
It's wild.
She's always crazier when you see her talking to the camera rather than just dancing in front of it.
Yeah, when she's got a monologue to do.
Mm-hmm.
This one was crazy.
The whole thing weirds me out, but the main thing I focus in on are the teeth.
I know.
It's hard to not look at.
Yeah, she stopped wearing her retainer years ago.
I know.
And she's got keyboard teeth now.
Now y'all know why I wear my retainer every night.
Yeah, keep them in check.
Yeah.
She said, I'm actually not turning 43, I'm turning 5. And like just the video cuts off. It's weird. It's weird. But they say, you know, she's happy and she's reconnected with one of her sons and they say she's doing well, but you watch these videos, you go, I don't know.
That's hard to believe.
I know.
But maybe in her head, she's doing well.
I agree. Today is National Giving Day. It's hashtag Giving Tuesday. So if you'd like to find somebody to give to, a charity, or one of us individually, you can do that.
Here's my Venmo.
Yeah, we're actually planning a Breaking and Entering Christmas on December 14th in Old Fort, North Carolina. So if you want to contribute to that, head over to tjriggins.com/Christmas. Make a donation there as part of Giving Tuesday. What else? What else? Well, it's snowing here.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I woke up this morning at 2:15, walked the dog out, opened the door, and went, oh, my gosh, this ground is covered in snow. Apparently, it only happened north of Charlotte, but... Yeah. We're dealing with a snow day. Hasn't snowed here in 1,000 days, they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our home market is Charlotte. And, it snowed where Riggins and I live. And then it didn't snow. It didn't snow where you live either, Rob. Did it? It didn't snow where Lindsay lives.
Nope.
So, obviously, it didn't snow in the dangerous areas of town.
In the streets.
What is something your husband should never see you do? We talked about it a little bit last week, but there's a new list out, and it's causing a lot of controversy on the internet. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Reagan's app. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Weren't we just talking about women should or wives shouldn't fart in front of their boyfriends and husbands? Didn't we just have that conversation?
Yeah, yesterday, and we said that neither should the boyfriend or husband be farting in front of his wife.
What was that? What was the argument that caused that?
It was a study that said that that's how you know that your relationship is has reached the strong point where you start doing that in front of each other. Oh, and so on each other.
The news was out that it's a good thing to do.
Yes.
And we said it wasn't a good thing.
Right, because we have manners.
Got it. Okay. I knew we had discussed that. But there's a new list out that's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. And it's a list of things your husband should never see you do. So I want to know if you guys agree with that. Lindsay's married. TJ's obviously a husband. Your husband should never see you poop. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Use the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your husband should never see you pop zits.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't pop zits, but I don't know. I don't know.
You're too good to pop them.
Well, I don't have any. Oh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, he doesn't watch me.
Good.
Yeah.
Your husband should never see you pluck any hair on your face besides an eyebrow.
Oh, that's silly.
No, I don't agree with that.
I kind of do agree with you. If you walk in and your girlfriend or wife is pulling out a mustache hair or a beard hair, I don't want to see
what
that.
What about shaving the face? I do that.
I think I'm more okay with that than seeing her pluck it.
So you'd rather have a lot of hair on her face than one.
I think so.
Yeah.
That she needs a full, she can borrow my razor if she needs to. But seeing her just whoa, breaks that ceiling a little bit.
Huh.
Your husband should never see you do a face mask.
Oh, that's so silly.
I kind of agree with you. Your husband should never see you wax your bikini line.
No.
I mean, who's waxing their own bikini
line? Right, that's what I'm saying. Is he going to go to the salon with her?
That's something you got to go do at the salon.
You don't have to.
But I mean, it's, yeah.
You don't want to be in the room,
though. You can't get down there unless you're a contortionist.
Your husband should never see you in an outfit you would be embarrassed to be seen in by anyone else.
No.
That's silly.
Because anyone else, I mean, you wouldn't go to, you know, Walmart or invite your friends over while you're wearing ratty pajamas to go to bed. Right. They just don't see you when you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Plucking the hair thing. Does she, I know she's, Jody, your wife, has walked in while you're in the bathroom in an intimate setting. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done the same to her?
No. No, no, no.
Because you give her that space. You give her the privacy that she
needs. Well, I mean, the intimate setting is when I'm bent over drying my feet after I've gotten out of the shower, and it seems like she times it perfectly so she can walk in on that.
Yeah.
So that's a little different than walking in while she's, you know, in a bubble bath.
Right.
You know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she's seeing things that.
Right. And then gets mad at me. So, because I have to. I was like, do you wait outside just with a timer and you figure, all right, he should be bent over now, drying between his toes. I'm going in. He's like, yeah, like, I really want to see that. Like, I'm, ooh, that's what I got to see.
Well, she must want to.
She busts through that door like SEAL Team 6. Mm. She's like, go, go, go. Right.
Here's a flashlight. Go, go, go.
Smoke grenade. I want to see it.
Night vision goggles. The whole thing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, you know, my name's TJ, and I am very big on putting certain slang that gets overused from time to time in a lockbox and saying, let's not say that anymore. But I have a new one, and this has been out for a while. And it's not because the people who use it are on my nerves. It's because the phrase itself started out being a funny line. Well, now it's not funny anymore. And it offends me as a funny person that you keep saying this, trying to be funny when it's something that is old hat now, as they say. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. On the Reddit, they posted these comments from people who had crazy things go on while they were interviewing people for a job.
Okay.
And it says, I've rounded up 19 of the best stories for you below. You're welcome. Mm. People saying you're welcome when you, one, haven't had a chance to say thank you, and two, they're doing it as a way to brag on themselves to say, I've done this for you. Mm-hmm. And it's just annoying because it's not funny
right
anymore. So please stop doing that.
Because we're not thankful for it necessarily. Well, necessarily.
But I mean, it's mainly, you know, when somebody says, and my wife will do this, and that's why I'm about to leave her. She'll say, hey, I put that stuff in your truck for you to take to work tomorrow. And I go, oh, really? And she goes, you're welcome. Oh. Before I've had a chance to say thank you.
Yeah,
because then it puts the person on defense. Like, okay, well, you did this nice thing for me, and then you try to put me on defense. So now I have to go back. Well, I was about to say thank you. You didn't give me an opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they automatically determine that you're not grateful for whatever they just did for you. Because I know you're not going to say thank you. I'll say you're welcome anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to leave her.
That's what I'm saying. First of the year, Brother Riggins.
Yep.
New Year's Day, after I get her full of black eyed peas,
yeah,
and turnip greens, I'm gonna slip out the back.
Peace.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Give her those papers. You're welcome.
So yeah, stop saying that along with adulting, and thinking that your coffee jokes are funny. Everybody likes coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a coffee joke.
Yeah, 101 coffee jokes.
Oh, have you seen the thing? Oh, I'm sorry, you got something else to do.
No,
there's another phrase. The Wicked interview, where they're interviewing the two main actresses, and the reporter says, did you know people are holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity? And Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo grasp each other's hands. Is that true? I didn't even know that was happening. And everybody on the internet was like, what the hell does that mean? You're holding, yeah. People are holding space for that? What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? No one seems to know. Yeah. But they have, they're like crying.
They're over in tears.
They're in tears.
Yeah. I thought you knew you were going
to
tell us.
No.
No, we're still trying to figure it out.
The whole internet is like, I don't know what she's talking about. Why are they crying over it? Did you know that people are holding space for that? They're holding space for it.
I don't understand the new lingo. No. I just don't get it.
Right. Well, I'm kind of upset that you think I would have been watching that interview, really.
Well,
you're offended.
Listen, it's all over the place.
Yeah. I'm not holding space for that.
Not at all.
Nope.
You're welcome.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, we do a thing from time to time called group therapy, and that's where people who may have a dilemma in their life want us to turn that into dilemonades for them. When life hands you dilemmas, you make dilemonade. And because we're very qualified to do so, because all of our lives are just in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. We are the world's leading life coaches up on here. So if you've ever got one of these little problems and you want us to open it up to our radio family for advice, then it's free. Just send us a DM on the cloud.
Yeah, a DM on the cloud.
Yeah, floating on the cloud.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this may sound silly, but I really hope you can help me out here. My husband and I are huge Yellowstone fans. However, my husband has taken his love for the show too far. He started wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots every day, and I fear people are laughing at him. He has absolutely zero ties to that world. We are both born and raised in Boston. In Boston, and moved to Charlotte a few years ago when he got a job in the financial industry. So yes, this guy with a thick Boston accent strolls into his office in a high-rise uptown building wearing a suit with cowboy hat, boots, and one of those stringy necktie things. He looks like he's wearing a costume. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but for his own good, I think I should persuade him to stop this. Any ideas of how I can do this? Thank you, Margo.
Whoa.
Mm. Hmm. So.
A bola tie, huh?
Yeah. She's so Boston, she doesn't even know what to call it.
Yeah.
A string tie.
A string tie. One of those stringy ties.
Yeah.
It may be charming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. But Lindsay, what would you do if it's your husband who's from Chicago, has no ties to any type of cowboy, and he just started wearing that to his financial job every day?
A part of me wants to say let him live and, you know, let him dress how he wants to dress. But another part of me, if I had to live it, would be like, take that off. Like, you're not, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're not a cowboy.
Throwing out that whole I don't want to hurt his feelings part.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, putting me in the situation, yeah, I would definitely say something.
What did they say on the social medias, Regans, when you posted it?
Kind of a lot like that. A lot of people say let him live his life. Other people say he looks like a bozo. He's a poser.
Yeah. Well, really, he's split. Definitely a poser.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that, but does that matter?
And there are phases I go through where I like half jackets or, you know, whatever you want to make fun of me for. Same. Like, you know, just different. So, like, I'll buy certain things. And, I mean, maybe it's just a phase. He wants to experiment, you know.
Yeah, and what if the husband were there to tell the wife to get out of that phase because she looks ridiculous?
Right.
How would that go over?
I'd be upset.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't really have those phases, though, like a guy. Like, dressing like a cow. What's the equivalent for a woman?
A cowgirl. Well,
If you take it out of the dress world, you know, how they dress, it could be acting a certain way, you know, trying to act a different way because they met a new friend who acts that way or whatever.
She starts talking like Bad Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or trying to act like she's one of the Real Housewives or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Snap out of that face. You're wearing too much makeup. How would that go over?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.